KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, it's cloudy, a little bit of snow flurries, more blowing snow than anything else out there, and we currently have 3 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. Well, don't say he didn't warn you. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers earlier this week warned residents of his community not to disobey the city's snow ordinance, which pertains to parking on city streets when the plows are out. Brothers said for the latest snowmageddon, as he calls it, the city of Clarinda issued 28 parking citations for failure to comply with the snow ordinance. The ordinance, as announced on KJAN and through media in the area, requires vehicles to be removed from the streets of Clarinda when 2 inches or more of snow has fallen. Persons who disobeyed the ordinance received a $15 fine. News time is 8:05.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Well, police in Atlantic yesterday released more information about an accident that happened at around 8 a.m. Tuesday at 10th and Maple Streets. Officials say a vehicle driven by Larry Pedersen of Atlantic was traveling north on Maple and failed to stop at the stop sign with 10th Street. His vehicle proceeded into the intersection and hit a vehicle driven by Jared Rodriguez of Atlantic. Rodriguez's SUV slid into a culvert on the northwest corner of the intersection and came to rest on its top. The Pedersen vehicle then slid into the side of a vehicle driven by Thomas Capel II of Atlantic. Rodriguez suffered minor injuries during the crash, which caused an estimated $9,700 damage. Pedersen was cited for failure to yield. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday morning released additional details about an accident that occurred around 6:30 a.m. Tuesday on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. Officials say three people were hurt and transported to the Cass County Hospital. Three vehicles, a 1993 Lincoln Town Car driven by 52-year-old James Ross of Norwalk, a 2011 Freightliner Semi driven by 49-year-old Mark Davis of Dubuque, and a 2001 Chevy Tahoe driven by 32-year-old Jason Coleman of Des Moines, were all traveling west on I-80 when the town car went out of control on the Highway 71 overpass. The car came to rest on the left shoulder of the road against the bridge, facing east. The Tahoe went out of control on the bridge as well, and Davis, who was driving the semi, tried to avoid striking the SUV but hit the vehicle on its left side. After the collision, the SUV came to rest on the right shoulder against the bridge, facing east. The semi came to rest on the right shoulder, facing west. Injured in the crash were the occupants of the Tahoe, Jason Coleman, 29-year-old Christina Bell, and 26-year-old Emery Keyes, all of Des Moines. All three were transported by medevac ambulance to CCMH. Bell, who is pregnant, was later transported to Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Coleman and Keyes were treated at CCMH and released. All three were wearing their seatbelts. Atlantic Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. Wind, snow, and blowing snow conditions contributed to two non-injury accidents Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County. Officials say 60-year-old Myrna Pedersen of Carson was westbound on 200th Street when her 1978 Buick sedan went out of control on the icy road, crossed the center line, and collided with an eastbound semi driven by 50-year-old Brian Huff of rural Emerson. There were no citations issued. The second accident happened around 2:50 p.m., about a half a mile west of Stanton on Highway 34. Authorities say 24-year-old Cassie Phelps of Red Oak was traveling east on 34 in a 2001 Pontiac Montana when she lost control of the vehicle, which then went into the south ditch before hitting a fence and a guide wire. The collision caused the power pole to snap in half. Damage to the vehicle, power pole, and fence amounted to a little more than $7,000. Authorities in Audubon County said yesterday an Atlantic man was injured during a rollover accident south of Brayton Monday afternoon. The sheriff's office said 50-year-old Kenny Leroy Logaman was traveling south on Highway 71 at around 1:40 p.m. when he fell asleep at the wheel of his 1995 Dodge. The vehicle crossed the center line in northbound lane before it came into contact with the gravel shoulder on the east side of the road. The vehicle continued then for a short distance before Logerman woke up and overcorrected. His action caused his Dodge to cross the northbound lane and make contact with the west side gravel shoulder. The vehicle then entered a driveway on the west side of the road where it flipped over and came to rest on the driver's side. Logerman was taken to the Cass County Hospital by Exira Fire and Rescue. He was later cited for having no insurance and failure to maintain control. Damage to his vehicle amounted to $3,000. And Governor Terry Branstad on Tuesday announced his appointments to the Judicial Nominating Commissions and the Iowa Parole Board. Three Western Iowans were appointed to the Judicial Nominating Commission, or JNC, and they include in District 4, Mary Gunderson of Glenwood, in District 5B, Alec Turner of Corning, and in District 5A, David Van On of Panora. The appointments to the JNC are not subject to Senate confirmation. Members of the JNC serve to select nominees for appointment to the Iowa Supreme Court and the Iowa Court of Appeals. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Russian investigators say security forces killed a militant who may have helped to train the two suicide bombers who struck the southern city of Volgograd. The bombings of a train station and an electric trolley bus in late December killed 34 people, which heightened security fears ahead of the Sochi Winter Olympics, which begin on Friday. The Vatican is coming under fire from a UN Human Rights Committee that says church hierarchy has adopted policies that have allowed priests to rape and molest tens of thousands of children over decades. The committee also criticizes the Vatican for its attitude toward homosexuality, contraception, and abortion. The Vatican says it regrets the UN's attempt to interfere with church teachings. And police in New York City say they've arrested four people on drug charges after raiding three apartments in the city. Police say they seized heroin and marijuana last night after serving search warrants at the three locations. They're not saying if the arrests are connected to the death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was found dead Sunday in his New York apartment with a syringe in his arm and some 50 packets of heroin nearby. News time is 8:11.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In our funeral announcements, Broda Seastrom, age 87, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Broda Seastrom will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Al Ricks, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Al Ricks will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dick Olson, age 78, of Elkhorn, has died. Funeral services for Dick Olson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Beulah Lucas, age 100, of Des Moines and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday at Wesley Acres in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Beulah Lucas will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Violet Dinkla, age 76, of Glenwood and formerly of Messina, died Monday in Glenwood. Funeral services for Violet Dinkla will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Velma Fell, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Velma Fell will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Helen Margaret Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. The family of Helen Smith is inviting friends to lunch at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold on Friday, beginning at 11 a.m. And that'll be followed by the funeral service at 1 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Wright, age 93, of Mission, Kansas, and formerly of the Messina area, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Wright will be Friday at 11:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Joshua Allen Fritz, age 31, of Oakland, died Saturday in a car accident. Funeral services for Joshua Fritz will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Elaine Reinke, age 90, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Elaine Reinke will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bruno Behrens, age 102, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bruno Behrens will be Saturday at 11:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Lewis Allen, age 85, of Walnut, died January 30th in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Allen will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Grace Hansen, age 91, a resident of the Caring Acres in Oneida, died Sunday. Funeral services for Grace Hansen will be Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Leonora Jones, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. No services are planned for Leonora Jones. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Fern Smith, age 99, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Fern Smith are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.